Fiona Kelly is here with another look at what it says in this morning's newspapers.
Walk-in vaccination clinics for children, the compensation which the state may not have been obliged to pay toll operators, and the death of a musical legend are some of the stories covered on your front pages this morning. The surge in flu cases, which has seen nearly 700 children hospitalised this winter and which has prompted the HSE to open walk-in vaccination clinics, generates the lead story in the Irish Times and Irish Examiner. HSE figures related to the number of people in hospital in November generate the lead story in the Irish Independent, which runs with the line that of 599 patients in hospital who were fit to leave but couldn't be discharged because of a lack of suitable step-down care, 47 had been deemed ready for discharge at least 6 months earlier. Someone who has just been discharged from hospital, Alejandro Mizan, the little boy who was savagely attacked by a pit bull terrier near his home in Wexford 6 weeks ago, is featured on the front of today's Irish Daily Mirror, Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. The 9-year-old, whose face is still disfigured from the attack, is pictured surrounded by his family in the Sun, alongside the headline, "I'm so happy to be home." The Irish Daily Mail leads with a story about the state's payment to the toll operators in charge of Limerick Tunnel and the M3 of 23 and 5.4 million euro for the fall off in traffic during the pandemic. Although clauses in the operators' contracts allow for them to be compensated if traffic falls below a certain level, the Controller and Auditor General, Seamus McCarthy, now says that the state may not have been obliged to make the payments since the terms of the contracts don't cover medical emergencies. The Belfast Telegraph carries a story in its front page about ex-Chief Superintendent Emma Bond, who served with the PSNI for 23 years before leaving to join the Scottish Police Force last year, who is now taking an industrial tribunal case against the PSNI. For its lead story, the Irish News reports on an attack carried out by five masked men in Ballymoney and County Antrim on Monday night, which left two men and a woman in hospital. Elsewhere this morning, The Independent has a picture on its front page of the one customer who queued up at Waterstones in Piccadilly in London to buy a copy of Prince Harry's book when the doors opened at midnight last night. Most of today's papers report on the appearance of Stephen Spenenberg from Los Angeles in Dublin District Court yesterday. The 54-year-old is charged with harassing an unnamed 40-year-old Irish woman who he dated for 3 weeks when she was on a J1 visa in the US 20 years ago. Olivia Kelly has a piece in the Times about a proposed €25 million heated swimming pool for George's Dock in Dublin. Also in the Times, there's a story about how it's thought that despite its €10 billion property portfolio potentially being underinsured, the HSE continues to insure a number of obsolete items such as car phones and camcorders. The Examiner reports on the death, after a short illness, of its former editor Brian Looney. And that paper has a picture on its front page of musician Seamus Begley, who also died this week at the age of 73. And finally, in a piece in today's Times about the much-loved Kerry man, Siobhan Long writes that a remark from a judge in a childhood singing competition that his voice was too sweet haunted Begley for years, despite the widespread acclaim he achieved. Whenever Begley sang, Long writes, his towering physique belied that tender voice. She also recalls his renowned wit, quoting a quip he made when, at the age of 62, he joined the Sligo band Cheda and remarked that he never thought he'd be joining a boy band in his 60s.